86. Enslaved by fashion. Above the entry to the store was a French name that few people would be capable of enunciating. It was Ruth's favorite shop. "This colorful new dress enraptures me," Ruth said. Shopping was an entrenched tradition for Ruth. Every week, the garment store owners would enthrall her with their latest fashion ensembles. In turn, Ruth would enrich them with her endless spending. "Do you realize that you're enslaved by fashion trends?" Lydia giggled. She didn't like buying new clothes for herself, but it entertained her to watch Ruth. Personally, Lydia preferred to envelop herself in an old oversized t-shirt and faded jeans. "Perhaps I do show a little too much enthusiasm for the latest fads," Ruth replied. "But I work very hard for my money. I feel entitled to indulge myself with my favorite pastime. Besides, what better way to entrap a man than to wear an alluring dress?" "You're absolutely right," Lydia replied. "However, I think I know how you can save a lot of money. Have you ever thought about starting your own clothing enterprise? Being an entrepreneur would entitle you to buy the latest fashions at wholesale prices." "I'm not very enterprising," Ruth said. "I don't have the skills to manage a business entity, and I don't have the stomach for dealing with bureaucratic entanglements." "Shouldn't you try to enumerate the advantages and disadvantages before you make a decision?" Lydia asked. "It wouldn't make any difference," Ruth replied. "I still would prefer not to mix business with pleasure."